This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. How do you define a Christian? Well, society would define him as a good man, loving father, devoted husband, faithful worker. Please stay tuned as we learn Jesus' definition of a Christian.
Our culture has a variety of definitions of a Christian. How does Christ define the Christian? We're going to talk about it in the sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we who can call you our Father, because Jesus Christ is our Savior, give to us a clear definition of what your word has to say in defining a follower of Jesus Christ. Let our Savior speak to us today in the words that he has given us on that particular topic, and grant that our hearts may be warmed and our zeal moved on to let the story of Jesus be told throughout the world. This is our prayer we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
God's Son, has made me free. God's Son, has made me free from Satan's tyranny, from fear of death and bonds of sin, from all that plagues my soul within. The Holy One Divine became a friend of mine. From heaven high, from starry sky, he came to live, to die. Oh, boundless love, he came, he died, he rose forever glorified. He came
in Christ. One night, when all was quiet, the people were not up in the boat, and darkness had blanketed the earth, a man came to visit with Jesus. He evidently did not want to be seen talking with this stranger who was in their midst, but Jesus had got his attention. That is not unusual. Even as a sinful pastor, I have had many people during the course of my years say, "Pastor, I'd like to have an opportunity to visit with you about Jesus and how he fits into the situation that I find myself in today. I'd like to have it alone with you and in a quiet place." Sometimes there is this feeling I just don't want the world to know where I am spiritually. But I am real concerned as to what Jesus Christ can do for me to make my life richer. Well, that the conversation got out between Nicodemus and the rest of the group there in his day. And they knew that he was rather warm in his feelings about the Savior and could become quite defensive of him in an everyday conversation. But at that time, there was no claim at all that Jesus was a Christian. However, it is interesting to notice how John in his Gospel summarized this conversation, which is our text for today. And I'd like to read it for you. It's a very familiar passage of the Word of God. It's in the third chapter of the Gospel of St. John, beginning with the first verse, if you have your Bibles. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night, notice, at night, and said, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. Now notice, how can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus asked. Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born. And then Jesus said, I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh and blood gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. And again, Nicodemus says, how can this be? And Jesus turns around and says, you are Israel's teacher, and do you not understand these things? I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak to you of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. And here then is this great verse. For Nicodemus, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world may be saved through him. Let's just limit our thoughts here for the first part of the sermon to what Jesus said to Nicodemus. He is saying, you must be born again. That was a mystery. Nicodemus said, well, how can it be? Certainly he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born. And they might have had a little chuckle about that. Tell me more, Jesus. I want to know more. And then Jesus answered, I'll tell you some of these things that come right from me. You have a lot of mysteries around you, but you accept them. For example, you see the wind coming. It roars and blows your hat off and everything else under the sun. but you do not understand it. How can you expect to understand some things that are far greater than these? You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it is coming from. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. And then again Nicodemus said, how can it be? And Jesus begins to get a little bit more personal, and he turns to him and says, it's a mystery. This is the way God has intended it to be. And can you only live with those things that your mind can define? And Nicodemus, you are Israel's teacher, and you do not understand these things. I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, Jesus himself. Just as Moses lifted up that serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up on a cross, that everyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God's purpose is, and he gives it to us because God loves us. Loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Think of all the definitions that we have in our society of a Christian. A good man. A fine father. A loving husband. A faithful worker. An excellent person in the church. All of these things are great. And it is not too much that a Christian has these characteristics in his own person. But again, friend, they do not make him a Christian as far as the Lord Jesus Christ himself is concerned. Now, your friends may say he's a fine Christian gentleman. Your employer at a recognition dinner might lay it on thick and heavy. And certainly the person who is going to bury you will find something, dig it up somewhere, and talk about what a great guy Charlie was. But I tell you, that is not what Jesus said. While all of these characteristics are good, and we certainly do not speak against them, a Christian, according to Jesus' definition, is one who claims him as Savior and Lord, who has died for him and is going to come and take him to his heavenly home. Well, I think Nicodemus went away completely confused, but he certainly could not get this Jesus out of his mind. And so he began to think and talk some more. And I can't help but believe that in that Sanhedrin meeting sometimes when Jesus' name comes up, in fact, there is one text that deals with it. Nicodemus might have been trying to get the people to understand that we ought to give him more study. You sit here and condemn him, Nicodemus said. How can you try a person unless you got something against him? How can you condemn him? How could you ever crucify him if you can find nothing in his character that is bad? And then he turns and said, Jesus has caught my heart. The scriptures do not say that, but I can only believe that. Then Jesus says one day, and Nicodemus remembers that, No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Now, my friend, this is a very important verse for those of us who are Christians and are not quite sure exactly how we should define it regarding baptism. I have received a great deal of help from the great theologian Tom Wright. He is a bishop of Durham in England and a noted theologian. Some have said he's one of the five best theologians in the world. Tom Wright says there are two parts to baptism. And John the Baptist gives us a great deal of help. For he is a forerunner of Jesus, and he's out there in the wilderness baptizing and preaching to people to repent of their sins. And as they repented, he went to the River Jordan and baptized them. But then one day, in the midst of all of this revival in the wilderness, John the Baptist said, "I baptize you with water, but Jesus is the one who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." That's a picture that he gives. Baptize. That's water. And then begin to learn from Jesus himself so that he may baptize you with the Spirit in these times alone with him or with a group of believers. And those words from Jesus may turn into faith. He is the one of whom John 3:16 talks. Will not perish, but will have everlasting life. And I say this is so entirely necessary for us today to emphasize some of these things, because quite often we will have people say, "Well, I'm a Christian. I'm baptized." That's wonderful. And maybe you are. Maybe your God-fearing father and mother brought you to the font and you never left that faith in Jesus Christ. Don't let anyone ever take that away from you. Baptism is God's act, not man's act. Not just a dedication. Not something that would be nice to do because it's a tradition in our family. Baptism is God's act, for he is truly present. So we cannot run around saying, "Well, I'm baptized," and actually give the date, perhaps. There's another side, according to the scriptures, is easy to be determined, but also by Tom Wright. We come after being baptized. We hear Jesus' words. Those words are accompanied by the Holy Spirit, and we are brought into the family of God. Water baptism is not enough, but water baptism is necessary that leads you to great instruction in what Jesus has to say. We need to remember that. Baptize with water, to be sure. How much? I'll leave that for you to determine. Water, to be sure, followed by biblical preaching and teaching and devotional reading every single day. Well, back to Nicodemus. Can it be that Nicodemus came to faith in Christ? Now, I must not say that he did, but I believe it. Just take a look at that life. He had stood beneath the cross of Jesus, and he had heard Jesus say, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they doeth." He had not only stood beneath the cross of Jesus, but when the soldiers took the body down and gave it to Joseph of Arimathea, it was Nicodemus who came with ointment and anointed his body as they laid it in the tomb. Still in the midst of mystery, but thoroughly convinced that those who trust in him would have the forgiveness of their sins and the promise of everlasting life, and one day they would enter in to the kingdom of heaven. Let's be vocal when we hear people talking about Jesus as a Savior, or saying that they are Christians when there's not very much evidence of it in their own life and way. Let's be kind to them. Let's talk to them. Let's try to be used by God to correct them as to who a Christian really is. For that is what has been taught to us in the Word of God today. Isn't it a beautiful picture? And don't you think we need to go back to the one who instituted the Christian faith on this earth, the Lord Jesus Christ? Don't we dare to take some of these cruel thoughts sometimes and just ask the question, how many people who we talk to, preach to on a Sunday morning are Christians? How many are those who even kneel at the baptismal font or the communion table have really invited Jesus Christ into their hearts? That question is not for us to answer. That's God's question. But it is our concern that they have the understanding that what Jesus said is right. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish. That's the Christian. For he will have eternal life. Amen.
Thank you.
Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, we can understand why the men of old prayed. Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. For we realize that there are those times that we have our deep questions. They were asked by men who had a relationship of some kind with you, way back during the days of Nicodemus. How can this be? How can all of this redeeming act of yours really make it possible for us to have the forgiveness of our sins and the promise of eternal life? But we know in faith that it is true. We cannot explain it, but we can explain the experiences of the freedom that we have, of the love that we have, because you live in our hearts. So, Lord, we pray that we may continually be drawn closer to you by the Holy Spirit, and where there are those things that disturb us, then, Lord Jesus, come to us with your Spirit of and help us to understand that even though we cannot comprehend it all, we can know that in Christ we are yours forever. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. May today's message help remind you this week to trust Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins and the promise of everlasting life, and one day will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Christian Crusaders is a non-profit ministry funded entirely through the generosity of our listening family. Because of your belief in the importance of our mission, we have been the vehicle carrying the good news of Jesus Christ to thousands of listeners on 22 stations across the country. To help support Christian Crusaders, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. Or you may direct your gift to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. The sermon you just heard today is available to be read or heard on the internet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please visit our website at christiancrusaders.org to find out this and hundreds of other past broadcasts, as well as much more important information about our ministry. For a CD or printed copy of today's program, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, speaker on Christian Crusaders for the past 50 years. Christian Crusaders is now in its 76th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.